Today's daf is Bab Metzia daf Chaf Tes. We are holding on daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kol Davar She'osav Yochel Yasav Yochel. Whenever you have an Aveda that is capable of doing work that will make enough to be able to feed itself, meaning any Aveda that will pay for itself, for instance, you have an animal that's able to be Choresh, that's able to work in your field, so you should allow it to do the work and thereby feed itself so you won't have to incur any expenses in keeping the animal going. V'davar she'enos of yochel, but something that's unable to pay for itself, yimacher, so you should sell it. Shenemar v'shivosilo re heich tashivanilo, that you have to do hashavas aveda, but you have to make sure that there's still something to return, because obviously whatever expenses incurred in taking care of the animal or in taking care of the aveda are going to fall on the bal aveda, are going to fall on the person who lost it. So as the expenses keep piling up, you're going to end up with nothing to return to him, because he's going to owe you more money than the aved is worth. So in order not to let it to get to that point, it's better to just sell it if it's not the type of aveda that can pay for itself. Now the Pashtus, the Mishnah, sounds like it's saying that one, that if it pays for itself, you do not sell it. If it doesn't pay for itself, you do sell it. In fact, we're going to see in the Braisa in the Gemara that even something that's osav yochel eventually does get sold. You don't have to keep it forever and allow it to be osav yochel and find work for it to do so that it could pay for itself forever and ever. There is a point where it's going to get sold. Both are going to get sold, both if it's osav yochel and if it's ain't osav yochel. The difference is how long you have to wait until you sell it. That's what we're going to see clearly in the Braisa in the Gemara. But anyway, if you do sell it, frak the Mishnah, mayehe bedamim, what's going to be with that money? What's the halacha? What are you allowed to do with that money? Rabbi Tarfon omer yishtamish behen. Rabbi Tarfon says, well, you can use that money. Leficha imavdu chayv bachrisa. And since you're given the rights to use that money, so if the money gets lost, you're chayv in the achrayas of that money. You're certainly responsible for it. Rabbi Akiva omer lo yishtamish behen. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're not allowed to use the money. Leficha imavdu ein chayv. And therefore, if the money gets lost, you're not chayiv in the achrayas of the money. You're not responsible for that money. Now, a couple of points of Meshech Chachmas Mechadesh in Dvarim Perchav Beis, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, that let's say a person finds two behemos, and the two behemos clearly belong to one person. Now, one of the behemos is not only osav yochel, not only can it pay for itself, but it can produce enough to pay for the achila of itself and the other behema. Now, the other behemah can't do anything. Second behemah is eino saklal. It's unable to do any work, so it doesn't pay for anything. But the first behemah is enough to pay for both. So would you say that don't sell either one of them? Keep them both for a while, because after all, the two as a unit, and you know for sure they're tied together, you know for sure they belong to one guy, but the two as a unit pay for themselves? Or do you say, no, we view each behemah on its own? So the Meshech Chachmas is Medayik from Pesukim. You have to take a look there. It's a very beautiful diuk that, no, you would view each behemah on its own. You'd have to say the behemah that pays for itself, good, so that will be osav yochel. The behemah that does not pay for itself, it's not osav yochel. That one you would sell much sooner in order to have something to still return to the Bailim. That's one point. Another point, the Rashash points out, that later on Daf Lamed Ches, we're going to have a halacha that a person who gives a pikadon of fruits to his friend, so afiluhim avudim lo yigabehem. The person who's watching the pikadon, as he's watching the fruits rotting, he still should not sell those fruits. He should hang on to those fruits, because people would prefer to have their own fruits than to have somebody else's fruits. So if a person gives fruits to his friend, a person would prefer to have his own fruits than to have somebody else's fruits, so you're not allowed to sell them at all. So frek the Rashash and Daf Lamed Ches. The Rashash isn't here. And Daf Lamed Ches, why is that any different than over here? Why don't we say over here also that a person would rather have his own animal? So granted, it's slowly, the value is slowly going down and down because you keep on investing more and more in this animal. But still, maybe we have such a chazaka that a person would rather have his own animal, even it's going to be worth very, very little by the time he gets it back, because he's going to have to pay so much for the expenses incurred while he didn't have it. But he'd rather have his own animal. Rotsa bekav shalom, mitisha kavin shel chavero. So the Rashash gives two terutzim. First terutz is that the mafku, in the case of a pikadon, when I give you my fruits to watch, I know that fruits have a certain shelf life, and that after a while they're going to start rotting. And yet, I never asked you for my pikadon back. I knew exactly where it was. I know who I gave it to. If I wanted it back, I could always ask for it back. And I didn't. So there's a gilui das. The person is obviously indicating that he wants you to still hold on to it. until he asks for it back, even though he knows very well that it's rotting. As opposed to by an aveda, I don't know where it is. Of course, if I knew where it was, I would want to take care of it, and I wouldn't want to incur expenses that are going to be unreasonable. No, so that's a davar pashut. But I just don't know where it is. It's an aveda. I didn't give it to you as a pikadon. So in that case, in our case with the aveda, we're going to permit the person to sell it. Second Teretz Rosh Hash says is that by the pikadon, that which the shomer allows it to get ruined is b'shevi al taseh. By the pikadon, you give him fruits, so he sits there and watches the fruits get ruined and spoil. That's all b'shevi al taseh. That he's allowed to do b'shevi al taseh. When it comes to the ox, when it comes to the animals that you're watching, the hefsid that comes to the animals is b'kumvaseh, because I'm going and I'm buying feed for the animal, I'm going and I'm taking care of the animal, I'm paying for the vet bills, it's b'kumvaseh. All the expenses that are incurred are as I, the person who found the aveda, am paying money, and I'm incurring expenses on behalf of that aveda. That's all b'kumvaseh. So when it's b'kumvaseh, we would say, don't continue to incur expenses b'kumvaseh, better to just sell the animal. Now, one last point, the Shittim Betzes, in the name of Rabbi Yonason, asks, why are we makbid on the hefsid of the bailim that he has to, I'm worried that the bailim is going to have to pay so much for the upkeep of his animal, and he's not going to want to pay for it, and it's not going to be worth it for him because the animal's worth so little to begin with. Why are we so concerned about that? Anyone who owns the animal obviously has to pay for its feed anyway. You have to pay for the food, you have to pay to take care of the animal no matter what. So I'm not really costing him anything when I go and I buy the animal's food, etc. That's what's something that is an expense he would have had to incur had he had it also. I'm not going crazy, I'm not spending more money, I'm not buying the most expensive food for the animal, I'm just paying for its upkeep. So the Shittim Gretzes quotes from Rabbi Yonason that it could be, you don't know what the situation of the Ma'avid was. It could be that the person who lost it had vineyards and fields. He had plenty of places where he could have sent the animal to go and graze. And it wouldn't have cost him as much as it costs you to go to the store all the time and buy the animal feed in order to keep up the animal. So maybe the expenses for you are greater than it would have been for him to keep the animal around. Okay, Gemara now. We just finished the Mishnah. Gemara on the bottom of Chav Chesan Beis. Says Gemara, Uli Olam, really forever you have to keep the animal and allow it to pay for itself? Now going on the case where the animal can pay for itself, you just have to let it just pay for itself forever, and you have to watch over it and make sure that it does enough work to pay for itself without any limit? Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Adid Beis Chodesh. No, only until 12 months. Tani Nami Achi, called Davar Shos of Ochel, Kigon Par V'chamar, Mitabu Ben Adid Beis Chodesh. Anything that can pay for itself, like a Par V'chamar, you only have to worry about for 12 months. Mikan Ve'elach, Shom Domeinu Manichan. But after that, you evaluate how much it's worth, and you set it aside. Agolam and Siachin, Mitabu Behen Shlosha Chodeshim. Agolam and Siachin, you're supposed to deal with for 3 months. Mikan Ve'elach, Shom Domeinu Manichan. And then you evaluate how much it's worth, you sell it, etc. And you leave the money aside. Avazin v'tarnagolim mitapin v'm shloshim yom. Avazin v'tarnagolim, chickens, geese, that you leave for 30 days. Mikan ve'elach sham d'mein ha'manichan. And after 30 days, a much shorter period of time, you're going to sell. This is what we alluded to in the Mishnah, that the difference between an animal that's osa v'yochel and an animal that's not osa v'yochel is not that one you sell and one you don't sell. You sell everything eventually. The question is, how long until you sell it? Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, tarnagoles, a tarnagoles that lays eggs, unlike a tarnagol, right, a chicken, not a rooster, ki behema gasa, has the same din of a behema gasa, in that it pays for itself. It's always laying eggs, so the eggs are valuable, so it pays for itself. Tani nami hachi, tarnagoles behema gasa, metal ben shemos rechodesh, and the Brisa supports this, that tarnagoles and behema gasa, both you keep around for 12 months. Mikan ve'elach sham d'meinu manichan. After 12 months, you evaluate how much it's worth, you sell it, and you put the money aside. But you only keep for 30 days and then you sell it. Anything that expenses are more than it's able to produce, you only keep for 3 days. And then you sell it and leave the money aside. So, Frekling Mara, wait a second. We have steers all over the place over here. Kasha agol musyachin. On the one hand, we say that Agal Musiachim is 30 days, you keep for 3 months. On the other hand, we say it's 30 days, right? That's a stira. Avazim v'tarnagolin, avazim v'tarnagolin. And we have also have a stira between how long you keep avazim v'tarnagolin, because we had before avazim v'tarnagolin you keep for 30 days in the first brisa, and then afterwards we said avazim v'tarnagolin, and anything that's tipulam rumi schar was only 3 days. So it's a stira on both. Answers the Gemara, no, Agalam Musiachin, Agalam Musiachin, no kasha. The stira with Agalam Musiachin is not a stira at all. Hadaraya v'hada patuma. That the difference is very simple. That which we say you keep it for 3 months is if you're living in an area or you're near an area where there's a lot of room to graze, and it's a time of the year where it's very easy to graze, where there's a lot available in the fields. So it won't cost you that much in terms of effort, or even in terms of money, to have the animal just go and graze and feed itself. But when we say it's 30 days, not 3 months, that's when it's not so easy to be mefatim, and it's not so easy to find food for the animal. The fields are not overflowing with food for the animal to eat. And therefore, there's a shorter amount of time that you're expected to keep it before selling it. Avazim v'tarnagolin, avazim v'tarnagolin, nami lo kasha, habarav revi habazotri. And it's also not a stira with the avazim v'tarnagolin between the 30 days and the 3 days, because it depends whether they are large or small. Now, in what direction does that go? So Rashi says, if they're large, they eat more. So you don't need to keep it for more than 3 days, because that's going to become a major expense. But if they're small, they don't eat so much, so you can hang on to it for 30 days. Others say it's the exact opposite, that if they're large, that the larger they are, the easier it is. I think that's how the Rambam writes, and the Ran, in the name of the Rabbeinu Chanan, the Muki Yosef, that the larger ones are able to find food for themselves. They're not as dependent on you, and therefore you should keep those for longer. The smaller ones are very dependent on you, and therefore you don't have to keep them for as long. You only have to keep them for 3 days. Okay, now we get to the major sugya of the day. The major sugya of the day is going to be the sugya of Shomer Aveda. So let's take a look. Says the Gemara. Well, we're almost there. V'she'ino osaviyocha. Says the Gemara. First, we mentioned in the Mishnah something that doesn't produce enough money to feed itself, so you sell it. Tan Rabban Vashivosolo, Rey Hechta Shivenolo, Shalyochal Egel Agol, Masach Lisiach, and Avaz Avazim, Tarnagol, Tarnagolin. Don't cause the animal that you're watching to end up costing the upkeep of that animal to end up costing more than the animal itself. In which case, the owner, by the time he claims it, is going to have to pay you more than the animal's worth. So don't let it get to that point. Then we had this discussion in the Mishnah. This is the major sukkah. What do you do with the money, right? You sell the animal. You're Shomer Aveda. You sold the animal. You now have the money. What do you do with the money? So Rabbi Tarfon says, use it. And therefore, you bear full achrayus for that money because you're allowed to use it. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, don't use it. And therefore, you don't bear any achrayus because you're not allowed to use it anyway. Now, you don't bear any achrayus if it gets lost because you're not allowed to use it. So one thing that, basic halacha that we need to keep in mind is when I am a shomer on something, so definitely when I'm allowed to use it, if the deal is I'm allowed to use it, and I'm being shomer something, and no one's paying me to be shomer something, so then obviously I'm chayiv in everything. That's what's called a shoel. Right, when I'm a shoel, I'm allowed to use the item. Of course, I'm going to be responsible for anything that might happen to it. When I am not allowed to use it, it's not so pashut that I'm automatically not going to be responsible. Look, if I'm a shomer chinam and I'm not allowed to use it, I'm not getting paid, so then my responsibility is going to be very limited. Right, I'm certainly going to be pater and gnev v'aveda. But if I'm a shomer sachar, I'm also not allowed to use it. But if you consider me like shomer sachar, I'm getting paid, right? Then the halacha should be that I'm chayiv in gnev v'aveda. So we're going to have to figure out why it is, and this is what the Gemara is going to work on. Why does Rabbi Tarfon seems to make, the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Tarfon seems to make a lot of sense. Look, I'm allowed to use it, therefore I'm a shoel, therefore I'm chayiv in everything. Why is it that it's so pasha that if Rabbi Akiva holds that I am allowed to use it, that I'm not allowed to use it, that automatically means I don't bear any responsibility? No, maybe I do bear responsibility. Maybe I have a din of shomer sachar. So says Gemara, ad kan lo pligi elo kishenishtamish behen. The whole machlokas is, now over here it's very important to realize the pashut translation of the words is not the correct pshat. Both Rashi and Tosfos sort of retranslate the words a little bit, or add a little bit extra into the phrase. So, ad kan lo pligi, Rashi says, the idea that I'm chayiv if it gets lost, that Rabbi Akiva says I might be chayiv if it gets lost, is only kishen ishtamish behen, not that I really use it, but is because I have the right to use it. It's not saying only if I actually use it, it's saying if I have the right to use it, that's why Rabbi Akiva is going to say, I'm going to be, that's why I would be chayiv in the Tzachrayis. Avalon ishtamish behen, imav dupater. But if I did not have the right to use the money, then if it were to get lost, I'd be pater. So, frankly, Gemara, lema tavi tiyuftu de Rav Yosef, deit mar shomer aveda rabba amar kshomer chilam, Rav Yosef amar kshomer sachar. Isn't this a direct stiru with Rav Yosef? Why? This is exactly the point we just made. That with the Mishnah is apparently assuming that if I do not have the right to use it, I don't have any responsibility for it. If I'm the Shomer Aveda and I do not have the right to use it, I don't have any responsibility for it. Who doesn't have responsibility for something that he doesn't have a right to use? A Shomer Chinam. So if you say a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Chinam, so good, then our Mishnah makes perfect sense. I don't have the right to use it, I have a din of a Shomer Chinam, and therefore, Gnev Aveda, I'm going to be pater. But if you're going to say that a Shomer Aveda is a din of a Shomer Sachar, like Rav Yosef says, a Shomer Aveda is a din of a Shomer Sachar, so granted, I don't have the right to use it, but I'm still chayiv in Gnev Aveda. So what in the world is Rabbi Akiva talking about? That because I don't have the right to use it, I'm going to be pater. No, if I don't have the right to use it, I'm still going to be chayiv in Gnev Aveda because I'm a Shomer Sachar. Why in the world should a Shomer Aveda be a Shomer Sachar? I'm watching an Aveda, who's paying me? No one's paying me to watch the Aveda. So Rashi over here says, Ela mishum schar shimush ma'os, avos schar shmiras mitzvah, the name of Migo de Lobay, the mace of Rift Alain, Yedosik mitzvah, Padre mitzvah, Loma chavin alay. That the idea is that there is a certain schar that I'm receiving for being a Shomer Aveda. What's the schar? The schar is that I am, if an ani were to come and ask me for money while I'm taking care of the Aveda, I'd be pater. Why would I be pater? Osig mitzvah pater min mitzvah. So I'm making the money that I don't have to give to the poor person who asks me for money while I'm taking care of the Aveda, then I'm, you know, because I'm already being osig the mitzvah of the Aveda. In fact, if you were to check out the sugya and Baba Kama that we did not that long ago in Vavan Beis, the Gemara really gives two reasons why Rav Yosef considers him a Shomer Sachar. The Gemara gives one reason because you're actually gaining money because if the ani comes, like we just said, you're not going to have to pay him. And the other reason, the Gemara says, is that the Torah is meshabed you this shmira bal korcho. You're mechuyev to do the shmira, and because you're mechuyev to do it by the Torah, so therefore it has a din of a Shomer Sachar. Now, what exactly that means, why the fact that the Torah makes me do it, even keeping schar totally out of the picture, the fact that the Torah makes me do it, gives me a status of a Shomer Sachar, is a subject of Machlokas Achronim. The Pnei Yeshua says, well, it's very pashut. Why is it when the Torah makes me do it, I have a status of a Shomer Sachar? Because if the Torah makes me do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me schar for it. Now, the schar is not going to be monetary schar, it's going to be schar up in Shemayim, but you could be a Shomer Sachar for Olam Haba also, that I'm getting Olam Haba for doing this, and that alone makes me a Shomer Sachar. So it could be that that's what it means. There are other Achronim that aren't so convinced that that's what it means. Other Achronim understand that why is it that a Shomer Chinam has less responsibility than a Shomer Sachar? It's because a Shomer Chinam, from his own, the goodness of his own heart, decided to do you a favor and to watch the item. So the Torah doesn't want to make it too hard on him. After he's being so generous, the Torah doesn't want to make it too hard on him that he should bear so much responsibility. But the Shomer Sachar didn't do this miratzon. He didn't do this just because of the goodness of his own heart. He did it because he needed money, and you're willing to pay him. So because he needed, so there was something pushing him to doing it, so the Torah was able to be a little more machmir on him in terms of his responsibilities. Now, a Shomer Aveda. So what's the critical difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar in this view? It's whether he's doing this purely out of his own spirit of generosity, or he's doing it because something's pushing him to do it. And whenever something's pushing him, he's going to bear more responsibility. Now, what about a Shomer Aveda? Is he doing this just because he's a nice, generous guy? No, the Torah demands it of him. You're not allowed to hide from it. You have a chiyuv of hashivos. You have to go and return it. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the Torah is demanding it of me. So mainly becomes like a shomer sachar. That's the other explanation of that second daya, why he's like a shomer sachar, which again is not the daya that Rashi quotes over here. Now the daya that Rashi quotes over here is an interesting one. The idea that it's considered schar because of the prutah d'Rav Yosef, because all the achronim ask, the Martzchayas and the Taz and the Beis Yaakov, which is the Nesivus on Masech Ksubis, they all ask that, wait a second, the idea of osik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah only applies if I'm osik in one mitzvah and patam from a mitzvah saseh. Osik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah does not patam from mitzvah slow saseh. When I'm osik in a mitzvah, I'm not allowed to eat a cheeseburger. Right, I'm not allowed to kill somebody. I'm not allowed to do any mitzvah lo sase. I'm not allowed to violate any mitzvah lo sase. I'm only allowed to ignore mitzvah sase. The example that we're giving of Prutah d'Rav Yosef, this is a classic example in Shas of osik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, that I'm being shomer aveda and an ani comes and asks me for money. I don't have to give him. Giving tzedakah to an ani or not giving tzedakah to an ani is not only a violation of mitzvah sase. It's a violation of mitzvah lo saseh as well. There's a Torah says lo sikmot saseh atcha. You're not allowed to close your hand. You're not allowed to ignore the ani. There's a mitzvah lo saseh involved. So that's the kasha all the achronim ask. How could we apply osik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah over here? It's not just a mitzvah saseh you're exempt from. It's also a mitzvah lo saseh. So there are many, many answers given in the achronim. One of the more interesting ones and the less famous ones, the Zecher Yitzchak quote is Mechadesh, that since by an Aveda there's also a los asay of los suchal de hisalim, so the asay that has a los asay together with it, if you're osek in an asay that has a los asay together with it, you could be pater from another asay that has a los asay together with it. So in Okanami, Tzedakah has a los asay associated with it, but so does Hashavas Aveda. So therefore, a Shavas Aveda is enough to pater me from giving money to the poor person. But maybe in a chinami, another mitzvah sase won't have enough. That's a huge nafkamina lalacha if you accept that answer. Because if you accept that answer, that would mean that when I'm saying kriyashma every morning, and the ani comes into shul and he starts going around and, you know, asking for tzedakah, as I'm right in the middle of kriyashma, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskins, that it's usher to go, stop your kriyashma and give the ani money because you're osik b'mitzvah. How can you go and do another mitzvah? But if you say like this chiddush, so you can say, no, when am I going to be patur from the mitzvah tzedakah? Only if I'm doing a mitzvah saseh that has a lo saseh connected to it. But if I'm doing a mitzvah saseh that doesn't have any lo saseh connected to it, so I'm chayiv to give the ani his money. Obviously, we don't paskin that way. Meaning, we would paskin that I'm patur from tzedakah. What about the lo saseh of tzedakah? So you have to give one of the answers, that the lo saseh is really tafel to the asay. Or that the lo saseh, it's not about being patur from lo saseh, it's about being patur from kumva saseh versus shevi alta saseh, or shevi alta saseh versus kumva saseh. Meaning, it's that I'm not allowed to eat a cheeseburger because that's active when I'm doing a mitzvah saseh. But anything that would be a passive violation, I'm allowed to do. So even though it's formulated as a lo saseh in the Torah, not to ignore the ani, but it's a passive, it's a passive act. It's not active. And there are many other answers as to why it is that you pass from tzedakah, even though there's a lo saseh. But Pashto says we don't pass like that last answer. Okay, we really got to get moving now. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef could respond to you that in our Mishnah, everyone would agree that you're chayiv in Gnei V'Aveda. Meaning, you have a din of a Shomer Sachar when you are a Shomer Aveda. And therefore, if the item were Nignav or Ne'avad, of course you're going to be chayiv. Ki pligi ba'unsin de shawel. We're only discussing if you're chayiv in ones. If you're are you a shawel or are you a shomer sachar? So if you're a shawel, you chayiv even in onsin. If you're a shomer sachar, you're part from onsin. Rabbi Tarfon saw a shawel rabbanon l'shtam mushabigavay vavle shawel alayu. Rabbi Tarfon says, look, you're allowed to use it. So maybe you're a shawel, you can be chayiv in onsin. Rabbi Kiva savar lo shawel rabbanon l'shtam mushabigavayu hilkach lavi shawel alayu. Rabbi Kiva would say, no, you're not allowed to use it. So maybe you're not a shawel, you're only a shomer sachar. So, frankly, Mar Ihach, Lefichach, Tom Rabbi Kiva Lamali. What does Rabbi Kiva have to say, Lefichach? Meaning, Iyan Bishlamu Begneva Veda, who the Pligi, if they're arguing about Gneva Veda, so Hainu Dukhtani Rabbi Kiva Omerlo Yishtamish Behen, Lefichach, Imab Doin Chayv Bachar Yusan. Then I understand Rabbi Kiva's Chiddush, that you're not allowed to use it, and therefore you're gonna be potter from Gneva Aveda. Why? I might have thought you have a din of a Shomer Sachra and you should be chayiv in Gneva Aveda, or Gneva Aveda mechayiv. Therefore, we have a lefichach that tells us that hashadar lo yishtamish ben, that the fact that you're not to lose it, not allowed to use it, does not mean that you're a shomer sacher. Shomer sacher lo havi v'lo mechayiv b'gnei v'aveda. You're not a shomer sacher. You're not chayiv b'gnei v'aveda. Eliam b'gnei v'aveda. So that I understand. That's a big chiddush. That lefichach is a big chiddush. If Rabbi Akiva's chiddush in the Mishnah was that I'm pater from aveda, that's huge. You're telling me that I'm not a Shomer Sachar, that I'm Pater from Aveda, that I'm like a Shomer Chinam. But Eliyam B'Gneva Aveda Tukul Amol Pligi D'Chayiv. But if you're going to say that everyone agrees that you're Chayiv in Gneva Aveda, Ki Pligi Ba'Onsin, and the whole Machlokas is only if I'm Chayiv in Onsin, to show El, my Lufichach Rabbi Akiva, what's the big Lufichach of Rabbi Akiva? Of course, Rabbi Akiva is going to say, if I'm not allowed to use it, then I'm obviously not a Shoel. And if I'm not a Shoel, obviously I'm Pater from Ones. Meaning there's no great lufichach, there's no big chiddush. Hachim by lel mitzvah, what it should have said is, Rabbi Kiva omer lo yishtamish behen, you can't use it, v'anna yadana, dekiva de lo yishtamish behen, lav shol, havi v'enu chayvi b'achriyusan. And therefore, it's never pasha, don't make a big deal out of a lufichach, I have a huge chiddush. No, you're not allowed to use it, therefore you're obviously not a shoel, and if you're not a shoel, you're pater from onus. Lefichach to Rabbi Akiva Lamali. Why do we need the lefichach of Rabbi Akiva? So answers Gemara, Mishum lefichach to Rabbi Tarfon. In Achinami, Rabbi Akiva is not telling me any chiddush really. Once you're not allowed to use it, it's obvious that you're not a shul, you're going to be put from Ones. But to parallel it with the lefichach of Rabbi Tarfon, so we have a lefichach of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, lefichach to Rabbi Tarfon Lamali. What's the big lefichach of Rabbi Tarfon? Hachi Kami, this is what Rabbi Tarfon is saying. Kivin de Sharle Rabbanu Lishtamushu Begavayu. Rabbi Tarfon holds, once you're allowed to use it, even if you haven't actually used it, we consider it like you've actually used it, and therefore you chayv in the achrayus of it. Okay, great. You just said that the machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva is not about Gneva Aveda. That for sure, Gneva Aveda, you're going to be chayiv for, because you're minimally a Shomer Sachar, right? You might be a Shoel even, but you're minimally a Shomer Sachar. The whole machlokes is only about Ones. Only one problem. The Mishnah said, specifically, Lefichach im Avdu ein chayiv ba'achriyusan. Right? The Mishnah said specifically, we're talking about a case of Aveda. So how can you say that there's no machlokas about Aveda, it's only about Ones? Va'avdu katani. And it says, Marakit the Rabba, Dama Rabba, Nignavu b'listu mezuyun, Avdu shel tavas v'ina sabiyam. Nignavu means that it was armed bandits, and Avdu means tavas v'ina sabiyam. Avdu is also a kind of Ones, it's just a different kind of Ones. It's that your boat drowned. It doesn't mean, Avdu means it's gone. It doesn't mean literally Aveda in the sense that you lost it. Right, I know exactly where it is, at the bottom of the ocean. It was Tavis Fianasu Biyam. Amr Avi Domer Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Tarfon. So Paskin, like Rabbi Tarfon, who said that since you're allowed to use it, you're chayiv in everything. Right? So, says the Gemara, there was a story that happened as follows. The gears has changed a little bit of Bei Rachva, or whatever it is. Bei Rachva Havle Hanu Zuzi Diasmi. So he had money that belonged to Yisomim, meaning so he had a pikadon of money of Yisomim. Asil Kmed Rav Yosef, he went to Rav Yosef, and he said, you know, am I allowed to use this money? I have this money that belongs to Yisomim. Am I allowed to use this money or am I not allowed to use this money? Right? Shaila halach lemaisa. So, Amalei, Rav Yosef said, well, the halach is like Rabbi Tarfon, that when you're a Shomer Aveda, you're allowed to use the money. So over here also, you're allowed to use the money. So right away, all the Achronim jump all over this. The Rishonim actually jump all over this. What shaychus does being watching a pikadon that belongs to Yisomim have with Shomer Aveda? Shomer Aveda, Rabbi Tarfon said, you're allowed to use it. What does that have to do with watching a pikadon that belongs to Yisomim? What's the havamina that it should be mutter? So the Shittim Kabbat says, quotes from the Ravid, that when a gadol does mafkid something to you, you're not allowed to use the pikadon because the bailim can come at any moment to claim it. But the Yisomim can't claim it until they grow older. So since they can't come at any moment, the Havamina is that you should be allowed to use it, just like a Shomer Aveda is allowed to use it. You should be allowed to use it because it doesn't have the same limitations of a normal Pikadon. Numuki Yosef is Metaretz, that we're also talking about an Aveda over here. It's just that you know, you found out who it belongs to, right? You have money of an Aveda, that you found an Aveda, you sold it, you have the money. and then you find out that it belongs to Yisomim. Now you can't return it to the Yisomim, says Nimuke Yosef, because that's like returning it to Makom Sheinu Mishtameres. It's like I find an Aveda, I know it belongs to you, and I leave it in the middle of Times Square where it's going to get destroyed, where someone's going to take it. I can't return it to Yisomim, they don't have Das to watch over it yet. So I have to now hold on to it until they get older. So it actually is talking about an Aveda. So anyway, Rav Yosef said, okay, good, don't worry, we're passing like Rabbi Tarfon, so you could use it. Omele Abayis, Abayis sitting in the base marriage says, "Vlavit Maralom Rabbi Chalbo Marfunu Lo Shanuel B'dmei Aveda Ol V'Tarachba." Avol Maos Aveda Lo Tarachbu Lo. Isn't that only when it comes to something that that involves some tircha to watch, meaning you were nitfal in it, you did something to protect it, to do something with it, to watch over it, but something that didn't involve any tircha, meaning you just found money. You didn't find an animal and then feed it and then sell it, and no, you just found money. There's no tircha in that, so that you're not allowed to use. Vani kemos aveda damu, and the pikadon of the yisomim is the same as mos aveda. There was no tircha involved. So Amalei, Rav Yosef said to the Baldin, he said, look, zil lo shafkali da'ashrilach, I wanted to be matir for you, but Abayi is being so mean over here, he's not letting me be matir for you, he's you know, he's being so machmir, he has all these stark akashas on me, so he doesn't want me to be matir for you. Frek the Shita Mugbetza is a very stark akasha. He says, wait a second, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if you have a Din Torah, if you're one of the Dayanim on a Din Torah, and you paskin that someone should be able to keep his money, and the two other Dayanim outvote you and say that he cannot keep his money, you're not allowed to walk out of the basin and say, look buddy, I tried to protect you, but these other two guys wouldn't let me. They outvoted me. It's not my fault. Says Gemara Lo Selich Rachil. That's a terrible thing to do. That's a person is Holich Rachil Magalasod. That's you're not allowed to do that. So in fact, the Shita Mugbetza, isn't that exactly what he's doing over here? Rav Yosef says, I wanted to be matir, it's Abaye, it's his fault. He's not letting me let you keep the money, let you use the money. So one answer he gives is, it seems that this was a conversation in the Beis Medrash. Rachva comes, asks the question to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, off, you know, shooting from the hip, gives an answer. Abaye, right there in front of him. It wasn't a secret. Rachva knew exactly it was right there. So it wasn't being Megala and Isodos. There's no secret over here. It all happened right in front of his face. The Or Hachama, quoted in the Biur Yadav over here, is Matarets, that no, we only say this by Dinim Mamanis, that you're not allowed to go and say the other guy wanted to cost you money. Over here it wasn't costing anyone money. It was a matter of Isra Heter. Of course I'm going to have to give back this money eventually to these sons when they grow older. Question is, can I use it in the interim? So it's really an Isra Heter question. And by an Isra Heter question, you can say, look, my das is this way, is Lahakel, someone that they held the Isra, and they're the Merubim or whatever, and therefore you have to follow their das. But the problem with Gong being Holik Rachel Megalosot is only by Dina Mamanis issues, is not by Isra Veheter issues. Okay, it could also be that Rav Yosef was just saying, I made a mistake. There's nothing wrong with that. You can say, look, I wanted to be matir until I realized I made a mistake. I was wrong. Right? That could be what he's saying, but it doesn't sound that's what he's saying. He's saying, look, they won't let me be matir for you. Sounds like he really still maintains that it's mutter, but he just can't paskin that way. Okay, new Mishnah. Matzah svarim, if you find svarim, kari ben echel l'shoshim yom. So svarim need to be used or else they get ruined. So you're allowed to read from them once every 30 days. Many your day likros, and if you don't know how to read, golulan, at least roll it a little bit so it can get some air. Avalo yilma behen betchila, but you're not allowed to learn something new from the sefer because we're afraid you can get so excited something that you didn't learn and you're going to leave it open for too long and you're not going to or you're going to spend too much time on it, so it's not going to be beneficial for the sefer. Avalo yikari acharima, you shouldn't have someone else read it with you. So if you find a sefer Torah mistama, you can't use it in shul for Kriyas HaTorah because there are always two people reading from the sefer Torah. Right? You have the Ola and the Balkari. Matzuk sus, if you find clothing, minarech l'shoshim yom, v'shod kol etzarcha, you can shake it out every 30 days, and you can spread it out for, you know, if it needs air, you can spread it out as much as it needs. Avalo l'kvodo, but not for your own honor, meaning if it's something very expensive, so you want to hang the very expensive clothing in a visible place when neighbors come, so they can see how rich you are, so that you can't do. Klei kesef klei nechoshes mishtamish ben l'tzarchan, avalo l'shachkan. Klei kesef and klei nechoshes, you can use again as much as it's needed for their own upkeep, but not to the point where they get worn out. Klei zav and klei zechuchis l'yigben atshi yavo Eliyahu. Klei zav and klei zechuchis, gold and glass, which will not get ruined from disuse, don't touch it. Just leave it until Eliyahu and Avi comes. Matzah sakal kupa v'kol davar shein darko litol, hareza lo yitol. If you find something that's really beneath your dignity to pick up, this is the famous case of zakin venil fi kvodo. Right? It's beneath your dignity to walk around. The Samar Shachti used to give the example. If you're walking in the street and you find a pair of underwear, and it's beneath your dignity to walk in the street carrying a pair of underwear, so then you don't have to do Hashavas Aved. If it's beneath your dignity to pick it up, you just leave it there. Amar Shmuel, Hamotzi tefillin b'shuk, sham demei en manichel ni'altar. If you find tefillin in the shuk, so you evaluate how much it's worth, you sell it, and that's it. So you keep the money. Meaning you hang on to the money till you find the owner. Masav Ravina, Frank Ravina, wait a second. Matzah svarim kari ben echel l'shoshim yom ben yodei l'kros golulan in sham demei en manichel lo. When it comes to svarim, we say you don't just sell it and hang on to the money till you find the owner. You have to take care of it. You have to roll it, make sure it gets its air. Right? You're not allowed to just sell it. So Amar Abaye says, no, there's a big difference between tefillin and svarim. Tefillin bei bar chavu, mishkach shchichi. Tefillin maybe in this house, in a certain home, and therefore possibly in many homes, are very common and very easy to come by. And therefore it's easy to sell and get a new one and replace it easily. Svarim lo shchichi. Sometimes svarim are not so easily replaced. In days before the printing press, svarim were not easily replaced. That's why it's obviously always a big tragedy when a sefer gets destroyed, but you think about how many things how much do we put in an average Seamus box these days? It's way more than the 24 cartloads of, Rambam, of Shas and svarim that were destroyed that we say kinos for in Tisha B'Av. Why? We put more in Seamus these days in a week than all those 24 cartloads. But the point is, before the printing press, that was tragic. That was a loss of our Masorah. It was a break in our ability to transmit Torah. So that was obviously a big problem. So it's lo shchichi. If it's not common, it's not at all easily replaceable. If a person lends a Sefer Torah to his friend, that borrower is not allowed to lend it to someone else. You could open it up and read from it, but don't learn from it. Interesting. Read from it, but don't learn from it. So there's a big difference between being korei, right? That's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his Haktam and Temes Yaakov, that Chumash is called mikra, because even if you just read it without understanding it, in a very peruse through it without even understanding what you're saying, it's still some sort of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there's some value in just reading. But learning, really learning from it, is a problem for the first time, because then you may ruin it. You can't have someone else read it with you. And if someone is mafkid a Sefer Torah, you have it as a bikadon, you roll it every 12 months, poskel v'karibo, im bishvol poskel asr, and you can open and read from it, but if you open it for yourself, it's going to be asr. Sumchasam v'chadosh l'shem yom v'yashon shem asr chodesh. A new Sefer Torah every 30 days, an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer chazav echaz shem asr chodesh. Either one, it's every 12 months. So the Gemara is going to analyze this price that we just quoted. Amar mar, shol Sefer Torah mechaver ezol eshelem l'acher, mayur Sefer Torah, fil kol milinami. Dom Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kanshon Rabbi Eno Shol Rashi Lahashil Vena Socher Rashi Lahaskir. It's Davka Sefer Torah that if I borrow, I'm not allowed to lend to somebody else. Anything I borrow, I'm not allowed to lend to somebody else. Why is it Dafka didn't say for Torah? So says Gemara, no, say for Torah is a chiddush. Say for Torah it's tzrichalei. Ma'ad detemen nichalei linish tava le mitzvah monei. I might have thought that the guy would be thrilled that you're lending out the Sefer Torah to other people. It's more mitzvahs. People are doing mitzvahs to this object. He's going to be so excited that people are doing mitzvahs to this object. Come Hashem Lan, he's not so excited. It's his Sefer Torah, he's protective of it. He doesn't want you going around lending it out to other people. Frek the Maritz Chayis and everybody else, wait a second, this idea of Nichle Elin Shlav Mitzvah Monei in the Gemara Pesachim is not just a Havamina. We paskin this. We paskin that if you have a house that Bedikas Chametz hasn't been done yet, you're allowed to use the guy's money to pay for his Bedikas Chametz, even though he never authorized it, because we assume Nichle, the guy's very happy to have a mitzvah done with his money. And over here the Gemara seems to say, we might have thought Nichle, but Kamash B'Lah, and then it's not Nichle. Now you could argue, to an extent, it's Nichle, it depends on each mitzvah. Now, when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, where he's going to violate an Isser, if you don't use his money to do Bedikas Chametz, so then it's Nichle. He's going to violate Bali Rabbi Bali Matzah if you don't take care of it. Whereas over here, he won't be violating any Isser, he just doesn't want his Torah going around all over the place. Okay? Pascha v'kari b'pshita. You're allowed to read it, of course, fel l'may shaylamine. You borrowed it, of course, you borrowed it to read it. What else would you do with it? Sefer tzrichle, b'vashal yumla b'betchila. Now, the chiddush is that you can't learn something new from it. V'chena mafke sefer Torah, etzal chaver golo, kol shemash v'chodesh, pascha v'kari b'o, ma'avid tegabe. We said you should roll it every 12 months and open it and read it. So frek the Gemara, Well, of course you're allowed to do that. Ma'avid gabe, meaning what are we talking about? You're allowed to open it and read it if you're borrowing it. V'sum b'shvilo pascha aser, haber pascha v'karbo. And then we say, wait a second, if you're reading it for yourself, that's aser. But we just said you're allowed to open it and read it. Sachi kamar. No, this is what it means. Say im kshu galo pascha v'karbo mutter. If while you're rolling it, you happen to read from it, that's fine. Im b'shvilo pascha aser. But if you opened it just for yourself, that's going to be aser. The only time you're allowed to open it is to roll it. That's when it's a pikadon. Sumcha samar b'chadash shloshim yom, b'yashin shem asar chodesh, that a new one every 30 days, an old one every 12 months, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov amar echad zeh v'echad zeh shem asar chodesh. Either one is only once every 12 months. Frekting mar, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov hainu tanakama. It's exactly what tanakama said, that it's every 12 months. It says, we're no ele emar, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov amar echad zeh v'echad zeh shloshim yom. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov must say that both a new one and an old one is once every 30 days, not once every 12 months. Okay, Mitzvah Shalom, pick up at the two dots tomorrow.